Chapter 3. After this Job opened his mouth, and cursed his day. Job answered, "Let the day perish in which I was born, the night which said, a man is conceived. Let that day be darkness. May God above not care about it, neither let the light shine on it. Let darkness and the shadow of death claim it for their own. Let a cloud dwell on it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, let thick darkness seize on it. Let it not rejoice among the days of the year. Let it not come into the number of the months. Look, let that night be barren. Let no joyful voice come in it. Let them curse it who curse the day, who are ready to rouse up Leviathan. Let the stars of its twilight be dark. Let it look for light, but have none, neither let it see the eyelids of the morning, because it did not shut up the doors of my mother's womb, nor did it hide trouble from my eyes. Why did I not die from the womb? Why did I not give up the spirit when my mother bore me? Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breast, that I should suck? For now should I have lain down and been quiet. I should have slept, then I would have been at rest, with kings and counselors of the earth, who built up waste places for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver, or as a hidden untimely birth I had not been, as infants who never saw light. There the wicked cease from troubling. There the weary are at rest. There the prisoners are at ease together. They do not hear the voice of the taskmaster. The small and the great are there. The servant is free from his master. Why is light given to him who is in misery, life to the bitter in soul, who long for death, but it doesn't come, and dig for it more than for hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly, and are glad, when they can find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hid, whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat. My groanings are poured out like water. For the thing which I fear comes on me, that which I am afraid of comes to me. I am not at ease, neither am I quiet, neither have I rest, but trouble comes.